Scarborough, how sick, gutless is the GOP to still support Trump? By Trent Baker on February 26, 2021. MSNBC Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough on Friday sounded off on the GOP's continued support of former President Donald Trump. This comes in response to House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, saying Representative Liz Cheney, RY, is engaging in cancel culture for voting to impeach Trump for his role in the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Scarborough, noting McCarthy, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, and former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley want to continue meeting with Trump, questioned how sick and gutless the GOP is to still support him. I don't really understand when it was Kevin McCarthy who was on the phone screaming at Donald Trump when he feared for his life. It was Kevin McCarthy begging the terrorists that Donald Trump call down the terrorists and stop the terrorists from attacking. And Donald Trump refused to do it. And when Kevin got angry, Donald Trump said, "Well, I guess those attackers, I guess they're more upset about the election than you are, Kevin." And McCarthy goes to the floor attacking Donald Trump. And then, like Lindsey Graham, gets scared of his own shadow, and flies down to Mar-a-Lago and takes pictures with Donald Trump. It's just like Nikki Haley. She dares to tell the truth about him for about 3 seconds. And now she's going to try to get back in with Donald Trump because he's refusing to meet with her at Mar-a-Lago, Scarborough stated. It's extraordinary that these people want to meet with a man. Donald Trump, in case you haven't been watching lately. The guy on the left led an insurrection against the United States Capitol where his own vice president was being shouted at with chants of "Hang Mike Pence." He continued. And when Donald Trump, the guy on the left, knew that Mike Pence's life was in danger, knew that Mike Pence's wife's life was in danger, knew that Mike Pence's family's life was in danger, what did he do? Did he call off his terrorists? No. He tweeted, attacking Mike Pence to try to stir the crowd up even more. Senator Ben Sasse said he got reports from inside the White House, inside the Oval Office, that Donald Trump was gleefully looking at terrorists abusing police officers with American flags. So, my question really is, how sick does a political party have to be? How gutless and directionless does a politician have to be to actually want to be within 100 miles of that guy on the left who will forever be remembered as the only president ever to call for an insurrection against the United States of America to try to stop a peaceful transition of power and to stop the constitutional process of counting electoral votes? Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.